finish your bunks, I want you two turds to clean the head.
Sir!
I want that head so sanitary and squared away that the Virgin Mary herself would be proud to go in there and take a dump.
In my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in.
You're listening to
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
Hi, this is AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
Let's start a riot!
You motherfuckers! Yeah. Get off your ass and start a riot!
Go to podriot.com!
Listening to Pod Riot may cause
oily or fatty bowel movements,
increased number of bowel movements,
urgent need and or inability to control bowel movement,
bowel movements that are orange or brown in color,
gas with discharge,
oily discharge,
stomach pain,
irregular menstrual periods.
If you suffer from any of these symptoms, please contact Professor Tom at KinkySexRadio.com.
I don't believe in unity. It's just one more
All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 57, part two.
Part two, John.
Of a three-part episode.
Three-part episode.
We're back. And, yeah, I just thought I'd play all that shit.
There's a lot of shit,
because I want to mention Pod Riot. You know, we keep forgetting.
Because we are members of the Pod Riot, John.
That's right.
We're an exclusive club called the Pod Riot.
Network.
The Network.
Pod Riot
the
Network.
Pod Riot Network. The PRN, John.
A group of podcasters taking over the world.
One listener at a time.
Oh, that's right. And it features Punky Radio, one of our favorites. Kinky Sex Radio, a spanking for your ears with Professor Tom. Of course, we're in it, too. Cyberpunk Radio at www.mental-escher.net. There's Sci-Fi News with Lynn Griffin, A Cult of UHF, and Hack Virtual TV, also at mentalescher.net. If you want to learn more about it, just go to the podriot.com, podriot.com, and check it out. One-stop shopping.
Here's how far behind I am on my podcast listening, John. Professor Tom has the latest episode out there. What is it, episode 20? I haven't even gotten to that yet.
It's
because
from
of
May.
From May, and then I got since June 6th of Penn Radio. I haven't heard it since June 6th.
Wow.
That's totally effed, John. Totally effed.
Totally fucked.
I need to get my iPod back in action.
And I got a personal message from Paulie B.
Paulie B.
At Punky Radio.
Private, you mean, or personal? What do you mean?
What is it? I don't know. Private, personal?
If it's private, we can't broadcast it. That's what I'm saying.
It's through the forum. That little
through the forum.
Personal message.
Then it's fine. Then we could talk and we could say whatever shit we want to about
shit
Paulie
from
B.
Shinola.
And Tony Hearn.
But he emailed me to tell, not emailed, whatever the fuck you call it. It's a way to communicate.
PM. He PM'd you, man.
And, and he said that Professor Tom had nominated us for the Podcast Peer Awards.
What is that, the Podcast Peer Awards?
The Podcast Peer Awards are being created to recognize outstanding podcasters and videocasters and their shows as chosen by their peers.
Other podcasters.
Yeah, basically.
Their colleagues. Their comrades.
What it says here, we are in the early stages of creating and implementing these awards. Podcasters are encouraged to join the Podcast Peer Association and contribute their opinions and expertise toward making this a success.
A what?
A success. Did I say it wrong? Success. If your podcast, audio or video, is at least 3 months old and you've done six or more shows,
we've done that,
you're eligible to join the PPA. There is no charge for membership. This is an ideal time to get involved. This is a brand new award, and lots of decisions are being made. Getting involved this early in the process will give you a strong voice in all these decisions. And the reason why I read this is because a lot of other podcasters listen to our show.
Well, there you go. Well, now, did you become a member? Did you get membership?
Yes.
Are we members?
We are members.
Who did you nominate?
I didn't nominate anybody yet.
You didn't nominate anybody?
Look, I went on. There's a process. You go on and you register.
Right.
And then after you register, you got to get validated. Which,
they got to review you.
Yeah. The hitman says,
"Fuck that!"
It's Jesus Christ.
That's the man coming down on us, man.
You got to get validated to prove that you actually have those.
That you meet the credentials,
right? So they weed out the riffraff,
the riffraff,
the shit from the Shinola, Scott.
Like the something and Spanky show or whatever that was that was on in the top 10 at Podcast Alley. After it did one show.
The something and Spanky show. Like
the, whatever the hell that stupid ass show was.
Chicken Fried Radio?
No, oh. Not Chicken Fried Radio. I'd be interested if somebody nominated them, though. That would be interesting.
We should nominate them, huh?
For what?
I don't know. But anyways, so I got validated. And right away, Paulie B and Professor Tom threw in their good words for us. And I got to get into it and read more about it to figure out what I'm supposed to do.
Right.
Because I just have not had the time to get on the PC.
The devil's in the details, John.
That's right.
That's right.
So that's basically the rules right there. But then they have a lot of... It's a very open thing. There's a lot of discussion about what should we call the award, you know, the potty who's thrown out there.
The potty? And they give you a little urinal?
Yeah.
Or is that sexist? Would it have to be a toilet? In the shape of a toilet.
A toilet. But yeah, it's pretty neat.
Well, can I give you my nominations? You have the power, right? You have the power to nominate?
Yeah.
I want you to nominate not only Punky, one of our favorite podcast, John. Not one of ours. Our favorite podcast, Punky. Paulie B and Tony Hearn. Also, I want you to nominate Professor Tom.
Oh.
Kinky Sex Radio. I also want you to nominate Spike and Rachel.
All right.
And what was the other one? I can't remember it right now, but I'll get you that. I'll get you that information.
Okay.
There you have
it. What about Mike D?
What about him?
He's in there.
He's in there for what?
Red Bar Radio.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means. Should we put a post out there? Hey, nominate us. We'll nominate you.
I don't even know how it works, to be honest. I'm totally uneducated in this area.
You'll figure it out. You're a smart guy.
I am?
You'll come around.
Thanks, man. Yeah. That's the first compliment you've ever given me. Without some bullshit,
BS.
Tongue-in-cheek Machiavellian
bullshit. That's crap, the first comment, whatever you just said. That's bullshit.
See, you can't even say it because it hurts.
I tell you all the time what a great drummer you are. I tell you that all the time. Not only that, I tell you that you should be producer of the goddamn year.
I'm no producer.
If in this, what is this association called?
The Podcast Peer Awards.
Podcast Peer Awards, producer of the year. John.
I don't produce anything.
From AKC. You produce the show.
I'm an engineer. That's
it. You produce the show.
I don't get any guests.
You're sure you do.
Erica.
You got the papooch.
The papooch.
Not only that, but we got the, I don't want to give away any names, but we have a huge
guest
in the, from the science community next week. Just unbelievable that TNT snagged this guest.
Can we give a hint?
No. Okay. No, we can't give any hints. No.
No.
Whoa.
Anyways.
And we're setting that up right now. We got to talk to his agent and blah, 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 because that's how big he is. He has an agent.
The guy that set up this Podcast Peer Awards thing, he has a podcast himself. Now, I'm not sure if it's two guys, but I think it's just the one guy. His show is Quick Hits, and he does like a total kind of libertarian, very skeptical, kind of logical. He does these rants every once in a while. Sometimes they're only like 15 minutes long or something.
Are you a subscriber?
They're pretty good.
Okay, he
doesn't do them consistently. He does them like whenever he fucking feels like it. So if he feels like, you know, he's got to muster something up because he's got an axe to grind, he'll punch one out there. So
punch one out there.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm thinking that we need to get some. Maybe not we, but I definitely need to get some sort of a portable recording device because I got to tell you, I get into these situations usually when I'm in traffic.
Yeah.
And I go fucking berserker. And I need to record that because I go out of my goddamn mind with these people.
I got something I can give you.
Nice.
It's pretty bulky, but it'll fit in the palm of your hand. Palm on your hand.
I got a little palm digital recorder. I just have to find it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got one of those, too. That's what I was going to suggest.
Yeah. Maybe do some remotes.
Oh, man. I had
some shit like that.
Patty melt with onions.
Patty melt. Nice.
It was nice.
I had the cheese fries at the Outback.
Cheese fries, please.
Cheese fries, please.
That's good stuff.
Really good, John. It's really good stuff. I love
it. How about, did you listen to Air Out My Shorts?
Air Out My Shorts.
Preston
no.
Buttons and the Word Whore.
I downloaded it into my iPod. My iPod's fucked, John. but when I'm at work, sometimes I download a podcast on the sly.
Yeah.
If I can get to another user's workstation.
Why? They don't let you do it at work?
Well, they let us do it, but they may be monitoring it. So what I do is I log on to somebody else's workstation.
So why don't you just burn them all on CD?
I download it to a network drive, and then I pull it from there, and then erase all traces of accountability, so to speak. So I've listened to some of Air Out My Shorts. I'm not sure if I've listened to the latest, though. Most likely not.
Oh, okay. Right.
Right, John.
Well, she talks about us.
Who does?
The word whore? Yeah.
Talks about us?
Or as Pauly B calls her, letterprosy.
Letterprosy. Is that like an English thing?
I guess.
Okay. Because I don't get it.
He's being clever.
Well, I don't get the World Cup either, John. But
right. Anyway.
Because we're septics.
She talks about having food sex with us because we're two big guys. And, you know, she's looking to have food sex with somebody who is really into food. And Preston was like, into food? How? Like, so into food that they're not into you or sex? Like, yeah, here's a pie versus here's your pie, your hair pie or whatever.
That reminds me of Scarface. Hey, where'd you get that scar, Tony? Well, you think I get this eating pie?
Eating pie?
Eating pie? And, well, that was the WGN version.
Right.
In the movie, it's, you think I get this eating pussy?
Pussy?
But in the WGN, they had to clean it up because it was on TV, so they, you think I get this eating pie?
But you can see the close-up of his lips
go
saying,
pussy.
Pussy?
Pie.
Pie? So... Yeah, so she said she'd love to...
Wait a minute, you have a clip?
I don't.
You don't have a clip, okay.
I don't have a clip. I didn't have time to put
well,
that shit
first,
together.
Well, first, couple of things
in-laws,
here,
in-laws leave on Tuesday with the kids, and then I have more time to do a lot of shit.
First thing here, John. I do like my food, right?
Yeah.
But I love the pie even more. You know what
the
I'm saying?
The pie, yeah.
So I would not fit into her... Oh, plus the big guy. What does she mean by that? Big guy. What is that?
You're a fat slob, I guess.
All right. Then I'm big, but in all the right places. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
John?
Whatever.
So I don't even fit her qualifications, you see?
Well, I posted in the forum that you're not big. You're big like a simian, like a silverback gorilla.
Right.
Knuckles dragging on the ground.
My body fat is like at 6%, John.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
6%. The callus on your toe
For my brain. And I'm big in all the right places, John. Yeah. All the right places.
Whatever.
You know what I'm saying? But when she does mention that, I envision that you drop right into that category because you are big. And... you know, when you talk about sex,
yeah.
You know, you talk about you get excited, but I have never seen anybody get so excited when they talk about food.
Who?
You.
What do you mean?
When you talk about, like, when we're here at band practice and you say, oh, my God. Oh, my. You know, I was at the Beacon and I tried their hot wings. Oh.
Fuck dark.
The way you are passionate about food. my man.
Who was just talking about the cheese fries and the Outback?
I can live on cheese fries and White Zinfandel. If I'm on a deserted island, stock me up with that
White
and I'll be fine.
White Zinfandel.
Well, it goes well with the salt. It's like all salt with the cheese fries.
All salt. That's what he said. Yeah. Dude, so I've heard you talk about Chipotle. I could eat a Chipotle all day, every day.
Yeah, but not like you talk about food, man. You know 100 times more about food than I know about
like
food.
What?
I know Chipotle. I know cheese fries. That's it.
I can't cook at all except for an omelet.
But... You talk when you talk. We can even pull clips from past podcasts.
Rick talks
when
way
you
ta- more
no,
about food.
No. When you talked about the meat place, the Argentinian
Sal and Carvo,
the meat place, and all the different cuts of meat, and there's a passion there. There's a real passion there, John.
Because it was leading towards comedy, meat, cock. You know the sophomoric humor that we have on the show. You
so
dumbass.
What, that's your passion. Sophomoric humor is what you're telling
Absolutely.
Me is your passion.
Absolutely.
Ah. All right then.
So what you're saying is, I would prefer a pizza over having sex.
Well, here's what I'm saying.
This is how stupid you are. Here comes the dumb opinion.
Can I fucking talk?
I don't know.
All right.
Give it a try.
Yeah, let me give it a try.
Give it a try.
Stop eating for 48 hours, right?
Yeah.
Now, walk into a room with the word whore,
yeah.
naked,
yeah.
legs spread, with a pizza pie on her six-pack.
Yeah.
What are you going to go for first?
I'm going to call my wife and make sure it's okay.
And then you're
going to
eat the pizza,
like
right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
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 Yeah.
No.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Yeah, you come on.
All right. That's our next video cast.
No, it's not.
Let's hook it up with Air Out My Shorts. Will she do any nudity?
No. I don't know.
We'll get a deep dish pizza, put it on her belly. You can't eat for 48 hours, and then we'll film it. You show up, and we'll see what happens.
Did I tell you I was married, dude?
All right.
Okay.
But you said
you're the
clear
guy
with your wife.
You're the guy with the fucked up fantasies, man. Not me. I am all secure. Everything's
what do you mean,
all
fucked up fantasies?
Good.
What does that mean? Fucked
every,
up fantasies.
Every week, it's like, oh, dude, man, I had this dream about Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, it's a dream.
I had a dream about Lori.
Oh, you don't have dreams.
Not like that.
Oh, you don't have dreams like
no,
that?
No, not like sexually repressed dreams like you got.
Sexually repressed?
Oh, dude, I fucking woke up with this. You know, when I was getting my sleep study, you know, I had to adjust my shit because I didn't want to, you know, because I told you I jerk off sometimes in the middle of the night.
Well, that's what my wife tells
that's
me.
That's like a borderline kitty fiddler.
She wakes up and catches me, my hand, like, moving, like, so fast that smoke and steam is coming from my crotch.
Well, that means there's a problem. There's some sexual
repression.
Why is
there a problem there?
You're not getting enough.
Why? Maybe I am, but my sex appetite is so amped up.
Wait a minute. You are getting enough, but your sex appetite is so amped up.
Right.
Okay.
Maybe that's it. Maybe yeah. that on the average, my sexual appetite is times 100.
Well,
let me
check with your wife, and we'll get her on the show, and we'll ask her what she thinks of that.
We will.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
You keep saying she's gonna. Oh, she's
Let's
coming on this week.
Do it.
Oh, she
oh,
no.
Yeah, she couldn't come.
Yeah, let's do it.
Do
let's
it.
Do it.
Do it now.
I'm the guy with all the integrity. Fucking Machiavellian.
Where does that come from? This integrity. What is that?
You have none.
What?
Right.
Yeah.
You
right.
Heard me.
I have
zero,
no integrity. Is that what you're telling me?
That did I stutter?
Fuck
Except
that.
For right there.
Fuck that.
You don't know what you're talking about.
What does integrity mean again?
You're not honest.
I am totally honest.
Not honest with
That's
yourself.
What I appreciate about Spike and Rachel, and that's what I appreciate about our show, is we're honest. When we talk about shit stories, they're honest shit stories.
Yeah, shit stories are honest.
Right. Okay, I will
when
admit.
When you're talking about coming through on something, forget it.
Oh, look, for instance.
You set the expectation and don't deliver.
For instance.
I just gave you one.
I can't remember that one. Give me another one.
That's it, man. I'm not going to sit here all day.
Oh, because you can't come up with one more. Because there isn't any.
Why should I?
See?
I came up with one.
What is that?
That you said your wife is going to come on the show, and she never does.
Hey, what? She tells me that. I tell you that. And then she's the one without integrity. Why am I the guy without integrity? Because she doesn't follow through. It's my problem. It's my fault.
Oh, my God.
Fuck that! You fucking bitch!
So you're going to be editing this one, too?
No!
You pussy!
I did have to edit the last one. But not this, or the one before last. But I will not edit this one. Fuck that, John. I won't do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't go for the food, man. Food for me is a stress release, and so is sex, but I prefer the sex over it.
Over food.
Yeah. Ask my wife. It's like rape.
I got to tell you, if I'm 48 hours without food, I think I'm going to go for the food first.
What?
It's probably because I'm so confident in my ability to acquire sex.
Yeah, but you're talking about sex with a totally different woman.
Oh, no.
That you've never met. And how do I know what the hell she looks like in the first place?
Well, she's got an avatar. She's bent over backwards.
That's not her. She said it's not her. She says she's much better looking than that chick.
Really? Wow. If she's better looking than that chick, then I may consider.
Whatever. You are the biggest puss ass I've ever met.
Going for the poontang instead of the pizza, John.
The pizza pie.
The pizza pie.
Pie.
You think I get this scar eating pie?
Anyways, so, yeah, she went on about that and went on about pizza. Pizza was one of them. You know,
well, you didn't clip it out?
Chicago. No, I didn't.
All right.
I did not. I thought you were going to, because when we talked on the phone, you said, oh, yeah, I'm going to, the podcast, I'm going to,
Here's what I said. I said, I am going to clip out the papooch and prove that he's an idiot savant. And I'm going to clip out something else, which I can't remember now. And I said, oh, you got the air out my short stuff? And you said, yeah, I got the air out my short stuff.
No, I didn't.
You did?
No.
On the phone, you did.
No, didn't.
Oh, you Machiavellian liar sack of shit.
Wait a minute. I don't recall. Okay?
That's the right answer.
I don't recall, Scott. Did I say that? Did you actually talk in that tone to me on the on the phone, too?
I did.
You lying sack of Machiavellian shit. Hey, I'm only like a 60 in the Machiavellian test.
I'm 72. That's right.
Or 76.
Remember that.
Or some shit like
whatever.
You're way up there.
I'm way up there.
You're with the W.
The W's. The W. The W. Hey, we haven't heard from the W in a while. You got a W soundboard available? So we can hear that stupid ass who's leading this country. Makes me goddamn nauseous,
John. I talked
to
Vice President Cheney. I talked to my dad. Well, I talked to Condi and asked her to call Andy. That is your right. Just don't do it again.
I see it all the time.
It needs to be fixed.
In other words, give me the pen. Give me the pen. In other words, give me the pen. Everybody loves you and so do I.
That's the W.
Touch it. Don't touch it.
Don't touch. Is that one of your favorites?
Party tonight. Rock it. Touch it. Don't touch it. Drugs and alcohol. I gave her white hair.
We got more W in part three.
Really?
Yeah. Because the W did something last week that he apologized for.
Oh, he did.
He lies. We go to Iraq. He is based on lies. Does he apologize for that? No.
He lies.
But he apologized for something he did last week.
Hey, you know, we got a bunch of birthday.
Hold on, wait a minute. We were talking about dreams and about Lori, and didn't we get a phone call from Lori?
Okay, fucker. You want to steal all my thunder?
Yeah, I do.
God, you suck, man.
Don't I?
See how it feels?
Hey, did I tell you about the burrito I had? No, I'm sorry, the gyro. It was really good.
Yeah, tell me.
No, go ahead.
Oh, the gyro.
Oh, it didn't have onions, but it had the real cucumber sauce.
No, it wasn't cucumber sauce, dude. Well, yeah, it was the real flesh cucumber sauce.
That's gross, man.
Well, there's some sick. Some people sent us birthday wishes.
They did?
Errol Wolf said, happy birthday, Scott. Hope it was fantabulous.
It was.
Tell Phil he can go hump a tree.
Oh, come on now. Phil's a cool guy.
Ariella Ellen Tari said, happy birthday, John and Scott. And Lori says, ha-ha, Scott had a dream about me. That's hot.
Hot.
It's funny because I can never read words in my dreams, but I always dream my contracts. Oh, contacts.
Contracts. Holy fuck.
My contacts are gigantic, and I can't figure out how to get them onto my eyes. Or I lost my shirt somewhere. Or everything is flooded. Or, well, I better shut up before someone starts psychoanalyzing me.
She lost her shirt somewhere.
Yeah.
That means she's like running around with her boobs hanging out.
Boobs bouncing
trying to
around.
Find her shirt.
Whoa! I already know I'm fucked in the head. One person's insanity is another person's trip to an amusement park or something like that.
Hey, do you have any reoccurring dreams, John? Reoccurring?
No.
No,
I don't think
I
so.
Used to. I can't remember what they are. I do have dreams that are like chapters. I have chapter one, and then a few months later, I'll have chapter two. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're not reoccurring, but they're like a story. Come with their own history.
I've had dreams like where my boss got me so pissed off, I just started smashing his face in with something,
yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Like my old boss that I had, whatever, like 4 years ago. He was just irritating me to fucking no end. And one day I just started having these dreams, even like daydreams on the way home, that I was just going to fucking collar him and just throw him through the window or something like that. You know, that kind of shit.
Nice.
Real violent dreams.
Oh, that reminds
then I'd have to go eat a pizza to calm down.
Instead of pussy. Instead of pie.
Yeah.
Well,
you can't just go to any fucking neighborhood store and pick up a pussy.
Right.
And eat some of that.
Well, you can if you're in Vegas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have a 6-piece McPussy.
Will that be for here?
With some barbecue.
Or delivery.
Are you dining in or
would
carry
it
out?
Would you like us to deliver it or would you like to dine in? That reminds me, when I'm into a, and we're going to get dig.com here. When I'm into a development phase where I'm coding, and I'll have dreams where everything in the dream that I'm doing turns into code.
Wow.
Whoa.
Well, speaking of that, Lori left us a Skype message, and she was drunk when she left it because she left a little hint in the forum that she was hammered. And
I had a dream about Lori.
you did? You had another one?
No.
Oh.
But I talked about that one where I was Jodie Foster.
Right, right.
And
Clarice.
Lori wasn't in the dream, but her parents were and her farmhouse was.
Right.
And some evidence that of her infatuation with John of AKC.
Well, here's your call. Okay. Ready?
Hey, you guys. It's Lori, the one that you have dreams about. Thanks for having a dream about me, and I really enjoyed listening to it. And I love you guys, and I hope to see you soon. Thanks. Bye.
See, that's nice. I thought she wrote this like thing in the forum. She was all hammered, and I hadn't even checked Skype yet, so I ran home. Oh, there's a message.
We got a message.
Listen to the message, and that was it. It wasn't like, hey, you fuckers, what the fuck you saying, man?
Hey, you know why we don't get any messages? I said we never give out the number. That's why.
We don't?
We got to do like a promo with the number.
This is Tiny Glass Balls. And when I'm not surfing the internet for hot totty, I like to call Total Talk Nonsense on 847-TTN-GIST. That's 847-886-4493. Yes, I'm coming, George.
Yeah.
Way of the Bob.
847-886-4493. 847-886-4493. TTN jizzed.
Because if you're out at a party and you're hammered, you're not going to remember the number, but you will remember 847 TTN jizzed.
Jizzed. G-I-Z-D. Just how it
G-I-Z-D,
sounds.
G-I-Z-D. Jizzed.
But thanks, Lori. We love you too, man. Totally.
No doubt. Now, is she going to make it to Arlington?
She's not sure, but Stefan C. He's like starting his trip this weekend.
Right.
Towards the U.S.
And June 30th, we'll be at Arlington. starting at 3 p.m.
Right.
And Stefan C. will be in town, but he mentioned that he had a match to watch, possibly.
Right.
Would that be in the morning?
I imagine.
That's if England keeps winning?
England? I don't know if it... I don't think it's the World Cup, dude.
Oh, it's not the World Cup?
I don't know.
What is he watching? Tennis?
Are we having some World Cup games here?
I don't think we're having them here, but he may want to, I think...
Oh, at a pub or something?
At a pub, right.
Oh, I don't know.
At a pub.
I don't
know. We could hook up with him at a pub, because I took Friday off, John.
That's nice. I haven't taken it off yet. But I don't know shit about soccer. You know, there's a new language called Socceranto.
Socceranto.
Socceranto. Because all the different languages out there, they talked about having one language. Let's make it English. And everybody said, ah, fuck that. Fuck the septics. They're not even into the sport. So they came up with Socceranto. It's going to be, they're coming out, they might have it right now, a phrase guide of phrases that are used to describe certain things that go on during a soccer match.
For instance, give me
I don't have it. I couldn't print it out. I had problems with my printer today. And when I did finally get stuff to print, it was to print your shit out that you emailed me.
Thanks, man.
Because
I had real problems with my printer.
Like you don't have one?
Well, I have one, but the lovely wife tried to scan something, and the whole thing just made this awful sound.
Locked up.
And it hasn't been able to print since.
Oh. So, yeah, I had problems with the printer, and then finally I got it to go. And otherwise, I wouldn't have been here till 9 o'clock if I printed all the stories I had.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, the U.S. tied Italy, John.
They did.
They actually scored another goal, but it was disqualified because they were offside.
Goal! Were they? Did you watch the replay?
I was at Maggiano's when it happened, and I was coming out of the can because I dropped a Foster's can.
Duh!
And,
you actually shat in a public toilet?
I shit in public toilets all the time.
Oh,
I'm not allowed to shat at home, John. At home or with the in-laws. So I came out of there and I was heading back to the table and I saw all these people at the bar raise their hands and go, oi! So I walked over and America scored the second goal, but the referee disqualified it because they were offsides. And so I was thinking about this, and if one player from the U.S. team is closer to the goal than any other player on the opposing team, that's offsides. So why doesn't, when the ball gets past midfield, why doesn't the other team just run to the other goal? Then everybody would be offsides.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Silly rule. Silly rule.
Silly rule.
But the thing is, John, I grew up playing soccer. I don't know about you, but I played soccer every day after school.
I was pretty damn good, man.
Seventh and eighth grade, I was on like a formal team.
Amy Papp's brother
John
asked
Papst?
Me. Yeah, he wanted me to... try out for the team.
Nice. Oh, at Maine West?
Yeah, because we're in gym together.
And it's big in
high
school.
He thought I had good school skills.
And it's inexpensive. All you need is a ball, really.
I could do the over-the-head Pele kick.
So it's very popular among the youth of America. But because we invented baseball, basketball, and football, that's what we watch. And soccer,
yeah.
I mean, there was one match. I didn't watch it. But it 90 minutes with 0-0.
I know.
And they don't even have a shoot-off. Okay, tie, 0-0,
yeah.
Game's over. Okay, can I get my money back? I didn't see shit!
But you hear the crowd when they're kicking the ball around on their own side. Boo! Boo! And then all of a sudden they pass the center line. And then... Boo, boo, ah, boo, ah, over and over again. And I watched, you know, some of the stuff with our own American guys, announcers, and it was boring as fuck. So I turned it on to the Telemundo and listened to the guys do it in Spanish. Now, I don't understand a lick of Spanish, but I could tell when the action was heightening. So if I was looking away from the telly... And I heard I knew some shit was going down, man, because these guys would get all crazy.
Well, what I think it is it has to be related to tradition. And when septics like you and me watch sports, we watch it on TV. We can watch it at home. But I think when you watch soccer, especially in Europe, it's more of a community.
You gotta be there, have a pint.
You gotta have. It's a community. Yeah, right. It's at a bar, and yeah, it's more of a social. It's like going to the Cubs game. The Cubs absolutely suck in baseball, but right. People still show up because it's this whole community thing where.
And it's Wrigley. It's Wrigley one of the last nostalgic original baseball
fields
left.
Wrapped around Wrigley Field, there are all these cool bars. And if you can't get tickets to get in the game, you can just sit in this bar and drink and pound the beer and watch it with your friends.
And bitch about the Cubs.
And it's almost.
And watch Pryor get rocked 6 runs in a row today.
Oh, that happened today. They lost like 12-2 or
yeah,
something, right?
They're done.
Yeah, so I think there's there's probably an essay in there somewhere about the cultural difference and why soccer, I believe, will never catch on in the States. Even if United States won the World Cup.
Well, we're one of the few countries that has a Brazilian spectator sports.
Right.
And it's like, is there room for another sport? I mean, I don't know how this caught on, but arena football and the Chicago Rush won the Super Bowl of arena football in Vegas last week. Did you know that?
Yeah, only because Ditka's the owner.
He's one of the owners, yeah.
Yeah, that's the only reason I know. I haven't seen it.
Because the coach.
I haven't seen a down of arena football.
Oh, I have. It's fucking exciting. Because the score is really high because you could throw like 2 passes in the game and you score. That's it. You could throw the entire length of the field a bomb. That's a verb, dude. And, oh,
but this has been going on for about 20 years now. Every kid in America plays soccer.
I know my kids played it,
but when they grow up, it's just not something you watch. Like yeah. I love hockey. I love playing hockey. I cannot watch hockey. I can go to the game, be at the stadium, and watch hockey. I cannot watch hockey on TV.
I can't either.
So
I can't stand
it's
him.
Something about the American attention span, maybe. Or maybe it's because it's not a community thing where you're going to a bar. Yeah, I'll meet you at the bar. Let's watch the game. It's more of I could just watch it at home.
Plus, it's cool, though. It's one of the few sports that I can get in HD.
What's that?
Soccer.
Oh, right.
And
right.
It looks really nice in HD, man.
Well, if I was at lunch the other day and the U.S. was playing whoever they lost to, I can't remember, the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
And I was glued to it. I was watching it at lunch. But would I go out of my way to watch it? No, I would not.
Well, I don't think you'd go out of your way to watch any fucking sport.
That's not true. When the Bulls were in the NBA
That's
playoffs.
That's different.
I would go out of my way to see that.
That's different. It's close to home. I remember you coming over to my house.
Lakers and
Celtics. Watching it.
Pre-Bulls, I would go out of my way to watch that. Because before Jordan, or before Burden Johnson, you used to have to watch the NBA playoffs at like 1 a.m. because they wouldn't play it live. You'd see a repeat.
Yeah.
And this was before the internets, so you wouldn't know the score or anything. Actually, it was 10:30 at night the game would start. So you'd end up about 1 o'clock. You'd finish the game.
The internet.
The internets.
Yeah, Jordan brought it to the big time.
Big time.
They owe him, right?
Big time.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Hockey was the same way. You could hardly get any games, and when you did watch it, it was like, I forget, on one of the fucked up channels, UHF. Channels.
I grew up watching hockey on Channel 9.
Was it Channel 9?
Yeah, it was Channel 9 when we were growing up. But then the owner said, if I can't sell out the stadium,
right.
I'm not
no,
going to broadcast
right,
it.
Right, that's right. And that's when they didn't wear no masks or helmets.
Right.
Fucking wimps now. Anyway, let's take a break.
All right, then.
All right?
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
That was part 2. Now stay tuned for
part 3. Part 3.
Just one last quick way.
At Total Talk Nonsense with Sean and Scott.